Nobody escapes.
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now
on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. This mayonnaise-scented cologne is now a thing. So I have the questions you need to ask yourself before buying mayonnaise cologne. Should I pair this with mustard body spray?
Pardon me. Do you have any gray poupon?
Do you want to be followed all day by a conga line of fat chicks?
That might be a yes.
Maybe so. I mean, these are questions you need to ask yourself before buying.
That's true.
So if it's yes, then buy it. Mm-hmm. When the bottle's empty, do I stick a knife in it and smear what's left on my neck?
Waste not, want, huh?
Isn't there an easier way to let people know I love mayonnaise called my gut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. We know.
Look at me, I'm a big fat slob.
And finally, just ask yourself before buying mayonnaise cologne, should I buy light mayonnaise cologne so I don't smell so fat? Oh, man. The world we live in.
Hell, man. Yeah. Is that what you said?
Hell man.
You're disgusting.
Oh, man. Hell, man.
Hell, man.
Mentioned that my daughter got married yesterday. Congratulations to Cassie and Lewis. I'm figuring they're up now after a long a wedding night. In the guest bedroom at her parents' house. I didn't hear anything going on.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of stuff was going on, obviously, when they went to Europe before they got married for like their instead of a honeymoon, they went to the pre-marriage trip. Mm-hmm. And then she got pregnant. So I'm sure something happened. So she told me that when the baby is born, if it's a girl, they're going to name her Frankie Lou after her father and her husband. I was like, oh my God. Look at that. What an honor. So crazy that.
It's pretty great.
You know, whole time I didn't think I was doing anything right. It turns out maybe I did something right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they don't know what they're going to name their son if they have one. They've been throwing names out. And there's older names, I guess, that they say are never going to be popular again. And I don't know. I mean, usually those are family names that get passed down. But then at some point there's a variation and then doesn't happen anymore. Like they say, Elmo. I don't know if Sesame Street ruined that for future Elmos, because now, even if it's in the grandfather, great-grand-great-grandfather Elmo, no one's getting named Elmo anymore.
No, it's gone.
He doesn't even agree.
No. You know everybody's tickling that kid.
There used to be Kermit.
There used to be Kermits?
Yeah, I mean, people named Kermit, and then Kermit came along and ruined Kermit for everybody. There used to be Adolphs, you know, and then enough said about that.
But you can't put Kermit in the same category. I mean, Kermit's cute. Like, why not? Oh, what are you, a frog?
Yes.
I understand.
Kermit is dead. As far as names, kids. Gay. My sister's middle name is Gay after my grandma Gay.
Yeah, I have a gay cousin. A cousin whose name is Gay.
Well,
I also have a gay cousin. A couple of them.
And that gay cousin has a gay cousin, ironically.
Yeah. Weird.
But yeah, it was gay for women and gay lord for men. So since the gays took the happiness out of gay,
well, it's like,
now it's just gay.
Meet the Parents. Ben Stiller was Gaylord Focker.
Mm-hmm.
So he changed his name from Gaylord to Greg just to make it less tough.
Mm-hmm. Ebenezer.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Used to be a common name for babies. Not anymore.
Because of Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Errol. Errol Flynn.
Oh, see, that's
a lot of people name kids Errol after the great actor Errol Flynn. But no,
how do you spell it?
I have a friend.
Errol.
Yep.
Errol.
That's cool.
Earl.
I price. Or
is it Earl? That's how.
I don't want air in the name. Oh, air.
That's how cool people now spell Earl.
Earl.
Horace. The only one I know is your boyfriend.
Hey, look at that.
Karen. dying name because obviously you don't want to be a Karen. So no little baby Karens. Unless they get really, they're born with bitch face.
Nobody wants that. All babies are born with bitch face.
I think I had an Aunt Fanny too. Anybody have an Aunt Fanny?
Fanny?
Uh-uh. Nope.
Because I guess fanny is like, we think of a fanny pack as like an ass, but I think over like in Australia, fanny's the front.
Yeah, that's the P word, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like...
So when we say we're wearing a fanny pack, it's super funny to them, because that would be like them calling it a pee pack.
Yeah.
I guess Isis used to be a common name, then Isis.
Yeah, she's one of the queens of the underworld and like Egyptian culture, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Bartholomew gone, Berthas are gone, Alexa obviously, Lance. I know a little kid Lance.
I like Lance.
Phyllis, little baby Phyllis,
two-year-old
Cletus. Phyllis. Cletus used to be common. Gary, you mentioned Gary earlier. No Garys anymore.
No.
Prudence, Charity, Chastity, all the puritanical virtue names gone. Archibald used to be very common.
Archie, I love that.
No. Brunhilde, or Brunhilde. It was common.
That must be a German name.
It is. Django Unchained. That was he was going after. Brunhilde. She was
my stepmom's name.
Princess
Hilda.
Or something like that.
Hilda. Oh, there you go.
Are there Spanish language names that have the same thing that there's? I mean, they don't translate anymore. Like
old Spanish names that they just
Tito,
don't use.
Like Tito.
There's no more Tito.
No more Tito. Like.
We're out of Tito's?
No, get some more Tito's. Somebody get on DoorDash right now. We're out of Tito's.
Uh-huh. Like Tito Santana, Tito Puente. I don't meet very many Tito's.
There's a cute little baby Tito. Huh. I always thought Tito was a nickname anyway.
Jose Lemuse. We had the Bartholomew. They got Jose Lemuse.
Yeah.
No. Those names, because they honor their families, and those names will live on forever.
your sister texted me.
What?
Because her... You were talking about her middle name.
Yeah. Gay.
Leslie Gay.
Yeah.
So they said, she said kids at school used to call her Leslie Gay all the time.
Leslie Gay.
Oh my God. Leslie Gay, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My parents weren't thinking when they named her Leslie Gay.
Munchong.
Yeah. Yeah. Her last name. Leslie Gay Munchong.
That's going to be my new hotel check-in.
That's what they used
name.
To call her.
Oh.
Yeah. Miss Munchong, your group.
Leslie Gay Munchong.
Yeah. I'm using it, man. Blow my finger deuce out. I'm Leslie Gay Munchong.
See,
don't think I'm not.
Next time you're at Morongo, ask what room she's in.
Every woman who's bullied as a child ends up in morning radio, and they're very good at it. So that's why.
Yep.
So count your blessings that you had a horrible brother, both of you.
Absolutely true.
And you had people call you hideous and Leslie Gay Munchong over here. So I mean, seriously,
Leslie, and I should don't be doing forget Mufasa. Morning show together.
Yeah, Mufasa over here. She ended up.
Throughout all elementary, I was like, "All right, hyenas, I got y'all."
That's what I said. If you're normal, don't bother getting into radio. It's not going to work for you. That'd be my speech.
If you were brutalized as a child, as a female, then you deserve to be in radio.
Yeah.
If you were somebody's little baby princess doll and daddy's little girl and mommy's little kitten, you're the best, prettiest girl in the world. You ain't going to be successful
here. You're boring.
In radio.
You're boring.
Sorry.
No mic time for you.
Mm-hmm. No. Need to be hand-fed corn chip toenails, spit on.
And if you really want to be abused, work for Maruto.
Oh, no doubt. Talk about prep. Hey, by the way, you know what? I didn't say this last week. Thank you, Darren. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks to my brother for preparing me.
You know, school has started again, so I'm sure there's like, and I think we've talked about that before, kids you went to school with who did have effed up names.
Yeah.
Like there was a kid in Terre Haute, didn't go to my school, went to Terre Haute South, and his dad worked at the school, and it was Mr. Eater. He was a chemistry teacher. I swear to God, that's Leslie. That's Leslie Gay. That's Leslie Gay. He named his son Peter.
Why would he do that?
Peter Eater.
Why would he? So he did not like his son. So he had a last name Eater.
Or he had a
his
wicked sense of humor, and he wanted to make that kid tough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let's name him Peter Eater, and he'll be tough. And nothing in this world will ever be able to knock him down. After growing up, Peter Eaton.
Because no matter what he gets handed later in life, he's like, do you understand that my name, since the day I'm born?
You think you can hurt my feelings? I'm Peter Eater.
I had to get through first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, high school.
I was Leslie Gay Macho.
Right. What are you going to say to me that hasn't been said
since
I was in the second grade?
Tearing me down. Yeah, who's as a teacher. So if you are, did you go to school with somebody with a crazy name? 818-955-2955. You can also text the crazy names as well. Same number, 818-955-2955. If you're a teacher and you obviously get introduced to new students every year, then you got to read off the, you know, the roll call. God. I mean, you might have had some difficulties in recent years with people, how they spell names. Like, what the hell was the craziest spelling you saw of a name? And spell it to us and we'll try to guess what it was. It's probably something common, but the more letters, the better. The less vowels, even more interesting. Let's see. Lexi says her name was made fun of. Hello, Lexi.
Good morning. Speaking of Leslie Gay, I'm getting married to a woman in September.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, great choice.
My name is actually Alexa.
Oh,
so
no.
So that gets made fun of every day.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, your new wife, your future wife, I'd be like, Alexa?
Yeah.
Can you make me a sandwich?
Oh, that already happened. That already happened.
Then I would dump her. There's no way you want that the rest of your life.
I would just look at her and go,
see, if she has the same sense of humor as Heidi, even if she has Heidi's tongue, dump her now. You're going to be annoyed within 3 months.
No, this tongue gets you a long way, yeah, baby.
Seriously. If Heidi wasn't hung like a giraffe.
Yeah. My wife's Nordic, I can still lick her. Doesn't matter.
What?
What?
That's assault.
Sometimes, if she's sweaty.
Oh, and pepper.
All right, Lexi, let me give you a prize. You want to go see Megadeth?
No, I'm okay, Frank. I just love calling you guys. Thank
Congrats.
You.
Congrats. Have fun. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alexa, hang up.
Oh, I put her on hold. She's always messing stuff up. Drop. Okay.
Messy bitch.
818-955-2955. Here's another text coming in. As a teacher, I once had a girl named Bo Peep, and her sister Bambi was in my class the following year.
Frank.
I also had a girl whose first name was Rice, and her middle name was Aroni. Shut up.
Aroni's a cute name.
I know. Aroni by itself.
Aroni is cute.
Hey, Aroni. Aroni. Rice Aroni.
That's not bad.
How did your parents come up with that? Did they get it from your Uncle Ben?
He suggested it.
Nice. He was gay. He was a San Francisco tree.
Another young lady was named Summer, which is common, cool name. I've never met an ugly Summer.
Nope.
You got an ugly baby, don't name it Summer.
Nope.
Which sounded great until I saw her middle name was Eve.
Oh, shit, what a douche.
Summer's Eve. That is a popular feminine hygiene product, if you're not familiar.
It sure is.
Telling when the ladies in the room are like, what's that? Like, Emo was like, huh? What's Summer's Eve? High five, Emo.
High five.
Emo, yeah. High five.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, what is this? Feminine hygiene stuff. I don't get it. One girl was named Marriott. Born 9 months to the day after her parents' wedding, because that's where she was made. A direct quote from her dad at the parent-teacher conference.
Like, can you imagine if we're all named where we were made?
The honeymoon night. Yeah, if you were named where you were conceived, what would your name be? 818-955-2955.
Oh, my God. Chevy.
Right, porta-potty.
I don't even think they had porta-potties in the 70s, did they? I never remember. Do you remember a porta-potty as a kid?
Well, where would you go as a kid when you were a kid to someplace that had porta-potties besides the fair, maybe? Maybe the fair.
I don't remember them being porta-potties.
Oh, then you were a pant wetter. Pant pooper.
Oh, probably.
They had to leave the fair because you.
But see, that's what I learned. I learned that if I pee or poop my pants, we leave. I was no different then. Than I wanted
what she
to go
still
home,
does.
And I knew that we would leave if I pooped.
So when Heidi leaves the party, party in Hope on August 31st, you know she pooped her pants.
That's why they call me the party pooper.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but mine's literal.
Maybe that is why they call it the party pooper.
Every party has a.
It was really the only way to get out of a party because there was nothing else to do back then. It's like, why would you possibly leave? It's like, I pooped my pants. Oh, party pooper.
Bye.
Party's over.
Yeah.
Don't be a party pooper.
Because back then there was nothing else to do besides just go home and go to sleep because there was no electricity.
Well, you got to go home and do laundry now.
No, the beat it on a rock? I mean, back in the day, I'm saying the reason you have a party is like, well, I poop my pants. Otherwise, this is the best thing happening for the next 7 months.
That's true.
Until we have another party.
I was really born in the wrong era.
Oh, come on. I don't even believe this stuff now.
What?
My friends named one of their kids Nissan Sentra.
No. No.
Shut up.
Sentra is not bad on its own. Like Sentra, probably translates to something that's not bad. But come on.
And for their youngest, they couldn't come up with a name that they both agreed on. And they finally settled on.
Okay.
No.
This is bull, right? This is not true. What?
First name Tempo. Middle name Airy. Temporary. Because they wanted the child to grow to a point where it got to pick its own name, so they called it Temporary. It's a temporary. Oh, come on.
Now, God help that child.
See, this is. Come on, Meteor. Meteor, please. Veer here.
Right. What? I mean, put the.
Look at all these calls and texts coming in. My name would be called Catalina Island. Oh, these people Catalina. Calling it that, where they got conceived.
Oh, that's a cute name.
That is cute. I'm sorry.
There was a teacher in my old school named Mr. Inakuchi.
No.
Inakuchi? Well, Leslie Gay Munchin Inakuchi.
Oh,
yeah. I married that guy.
That was her favorite student, Leslie Gay. Leslie Gay was Mr. Inakuchi's favorite student. I knew a Dustin Bowles. Okay. Mm.
Smoke.
I knew a Reed Wright. Reed Wright.
Reed Wright. Last name, arithmetic.
His mom was an English teacher.
Yeah. Reed Wright.
Oh, my God. This is so ridiculous. Well, we got to go to break already? All right. Dang. So we got all these calls. No, we're going to come back with all these calls. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's, odd names because my daughter's pregnant. She doesn't have a name for the boy. She's going to name her Frankie Lou for little girl, which
That's
is awesome.
Adorable,
no, thank you, babe. But yeah, she's looking for a name for a boy. So the oddest names you ever heard in your lifespan growing up. Give us a call, 818-955-2955. Or you can text us as well. I got Megadeth tickets to give away. So keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.